For this Tuesday, April 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Deputies in Vandenberg County say they had several reports of shots fired in the area of USI Sunday evening. Along with USI public safety officers, deputies arrived and say they found six people shooting behind a residence in the 1500 block of Schutte Road, which is east of the campus. Deputies say the people were cooperative and showed them where they had been shooting from. Deputies say they continued checking the area and found a spent projectile in a campus parking lot off Bluff Lane. Deputies say the amateur shooting range was not suitable for target practice. All six people surrendered their firearms to the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office for a ballistic examination. A total of 12 guns were seized. When the investigation is over, deputies say a case file will be presented to the Vandenberg County Prosecutor's Office for review. The location that many residents used to dispose of storm damage debris is now closed. According to city officials, that site at Burdett Park closed at 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. The county suggests residents find a different way to dispose of remaining storm debris. Tickets are now on sale if you want to fly from Evansville Regional Airport to Chicago. According to the American Airlines website, the first flight to O'Hare is on September 4th at 2:59 p.m. It shows a round-trip ticket for basic economy will cost you $431. Now, this past Friday, Evansville leaders said there would be two flights daily, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. They will also return to Evansville from Chicago twice daily. The Evansville Thunderbolts are offering a free game to the public this week in an effort to fill the Ford. Officials say all tickets to their playoff game tomorrow night against the Peoria Rivermen are free. All you need to do is walk into the Ford Center and find a seat. The puck drops at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. From local high school sports, Monday night, the Mount Vernon baseball team earned a 5-4 win over Wrights at Bossy Field. The Wildcats are back in action tonight at home against Forest Park, first pitch at 4:30. The North Posey softball team defeated Memorial last night at home 10-4, and North Posey baseball did not play last night, but they play host to Tecumseh today at 4:30. In local college baseball this evening, Evansville takes on the Indiana Hoosiers up in Bloomington at 5 o'clock. The Purple Aces have won 8 of their last 9 games, as they are 18-17. Of the season. USI baseball is home tonight against the Tops of WKU, first pitch at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles sit at 15-21 on the year. And finishing up from Major League Baseball on Monday, the St. Louis Cardinals started their three-game series in Oakland with a 3-1 victory over the Athletics. Sonny Gray pitched 6 scoreless innings and earned the win on the mound. He only allowed 4 hits and struck out 6. For the Cardinals, Nolan Arenado, Wilson Contreras, and Mason Wynn all had 2-hit games. The Redbirds improved to 8-9 and will play Game 2 of their series in Oakland tonight, first pitch at 8:40. Catch the game on 106.7 WMVI. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, April 16th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.